We have Noah and Landon are going to read our scripture for us this morning. All right. You ready?
Oh. Wow. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean on your own understandings.
This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thank you. Now, the children can go to children's church if they want, or they can stay here, they can stay up front, or they can sit with their parents. They will get the same lesson in children's church as we are going to have here in the service. I'm going to invite Matt Kilpatrick to come up this morning. Thank you, Matt. So Matt, tell us what small groups you are a part of here at the church.
Well, I participate in the LID group, which is the Leading, Igniting, Deploying. I think that's what we came
that's
up
right.
with. That's mm-hmm. right. I'm also in Higher Ground for Sunday School, which is my tribe. I'm a part of the men's group on Wednesday night, and sometimes I just sort of randomly crash other small groups too, so be watching out.
That's good. So you're in a lot of small groups, so you clearly think they're important. Why do you think small groups are important?
I wasn't always in a lot of small groups, and I love worship, but you don't get the opportunity to discuss. We found in our small group in Higher Ground, iron truly does sharpen iron, and we get to discuss and question. Sometimes it's just good to go sit with people that have questions. Being a Christian is hard. I think we come into worship and we want to make it look easy, but you can't do that in a small group because you have to answer questions, you have to respond, you have to discuss. And whether you say anything or not, the questions sort of hit your heart and bounce back, and there's a lot of impact that happens in a smaller setting.
Right, right. So we have lots of different small groups in the church, and we have kind of come up with a way to categorize them. We've got them in four buckets. Can you kind of describe that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. One, I mentioned Sunday school. We definitely have the Sunday school bucket, I guess we'll say. But the other, what we're working on is fitting groups into our seek, love, live model. So seek God, love people, live in hope. Where seeking God small groups would be a Bible study or something that's really devoted to the word. Loving people would be missions like Aaron's staff. Gotcha. Jesus works, even ASP. And then our live small groups would be common themes. Oh, one that I mentioned is an Emmaus reunion group. I'm a part of that, even though they've put me on a milk carton for about 6 months. But where we have a common theme, so either a shared experience or a life stage or something to that matter, or we're meeting. One that comes to mind, just because Linda Gomez mentions it, is our Woven Threads group. They get together, they weave threads, and they talk about God. And they really, they help to do life together. I think if I could sum up the importance of small groups in just one statement, it'd be community. Society's changed a lot in the last few years with technology advancing, and we don't have as strong of an opportunity for community. But in our small groups, we do life together. And I couldn't imagine doing life without it.
Right. So since we have different types of small groups, do you think it's important to be involved in more than just one type?
For me personally, I do. It's sort of like an interview where I can go in and play a part for 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours. But being in different types of small groups, just Higher Ground in the men's group, it's different personalities, it's different experiences with God that helps me round out my faith. And I don't think that would happen in just a linear focus with God. It's important for me to see that other people have questions, that other people have faith experiences, that other people have testimonies of God working in their life. And it's just good to till the soil up a little bit to where, especially in the men's group, I don't know if y'all know Tommy Pippen, but he is really good at calling out my garbage. And so when I put on that interview face, Tommy will just look at me in the eyes and say, "Whoa, Matt, where'd you go? Come back to the truth," which is good for me.
Right. So what is a good way for everyone in the church to find out what our small groups are and figure out how to get plugged in?
Well, funny you should ask. The LID group is working right now on highlighting our small groups. One thing that we found when we sort of did an inventory of small groups that are meeting in the church is we've got over 60 that are meeting. And I'm pretty plugged in, and that was a surprise to me. So I could only imagine, somebody new or somebody who's been worshiping for a while just looking to get plugged in. There was no way to tell. So we're revamping our website into the Seek, Love, Live, and Sunday School groups, where you can click on a link and see who's in the group, see what they're studying, see what type or personality the group has, and also when they meet. And when if you wanted to just call the group leader and say, hey, I'm thinking about coming, tell me a little bit about that group. All that information will be posted. And it's a big project. It's a lot of work. But I think in September, we're hoping to have that project finished to where we will really be proud of highlighting our small groups.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Do I have to give this back? Because we could do commentary.
Oh, okay. Do you want to? I don't know if I want my iron sharpened that much right in the middle of my message this morning. Thank you, Matt. So we're looking forward to that because small groups will kick off kind of in a big way around August 15th. That's when we'll get our Wednesday night supper started back, and a lot of our small groups are Wednesday night offerings. So look for that, and definitely look for an updated website that'll have much better information about our small groups. So have you ever had to do something that you'd never done before and you weren't sure what to do? Yeah, everyone. We weren't like born knowing how to do all the things that we do now, right? So what do you do when that happens so that you won't maybe feel so ill-prepared or you won't feel so scared about what it is that you have to do? What do you do?
Find a teacher.
Find a teacher. Mm-hmm. That's right. What's that? Read about it, yes. What's that? Pray really hard, yeah, exactly, exactly. So, yeah, we usually turn to other people. Sometimes we turn to the internet or a book, but we turn to other people. Now, who are those people that we usually turn to in our lives to help us? What are some of the, what's that? Pastors, thank you. Mentors. Friends? Somebody who's done it before, absolutely. Parents, yes. Yeah, so we turn to our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our friends, teachers, our bosses, our coworkers. And sometimes, don't we find that even before we go and ask for help, we get help from people around us. We get advice from people around us. Like our parents and our teachers usually will tell us things to help us out before we actually get to the point of asking for help. Why do you think that is? They're bossy? They've been through the same experience? Right, and they care about us, right? People who really care about us want us to benefit from the lessons that they've learned in life. They want us to kind of get a leg up because of everything that they have learned. And because they care about us, they will give us that advice before we even ask for it. Now, earlier this morning, Landon and Noah read a verse of scripture that is from the book of Proverbs. Now, the book of Proverbs is an entire book in the Bible that is just filled with good advice about how to live life in a way that is wise and godly. And that particular part of Proverbs, where that verse came from this morning, is actually from a section that is worded like it is from a parent to a child. And it has all sorts of important advice. The child did not ask for that advice, but it is important stuff, and the parent wants the child to have the information. So, what was our verse this morning? It's printed on the front of your bulletin. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. So, what do you think that means? Anyone? You can't do it on your own? Is that what you said? Right. Right. What's that? Yes. That's right. Say that again. Sometimes God doesn't make sense. Right. Very illogical. Yeah. So, like, in that, the way we might think is right, our human ways might be completely different from God's ways. Yeah, so I think it means that we need to rely on God's advice, on His wisdom, not ours, even when it doesn't necessarily make sense to us. And we definitely should not think that we can go it on our own. We should not think that we know everything and that we don't need God's help. So let's talk a little bit about our video this morning. So there were two green guys in the video, and there was a little green guy with a hat on, and that's him right there. And we are going to give these guys names, and it's actually the names that the people who made these films gave them. This little guy's name is Stu. Makes sense, because seems like he's a student. And then the big guy is Mr. B. And the reason he's named Mr. B is the man who wrote this film, he had this teacher that he was once an assistant to, and he said he gave B's no matter what. It didn't matter what the students did, he gave them B's, and so everyone called him Mr. B. And so that's what he named the teacher in this film. So, at the beginning of this film, Stu is trying to lift this man out of his bed, through his bedroom window, and up into the spaceship. Now, he's having a hard time, right? What kind of stuff happens as he's trying to do it? What's that? Oh, yeah, he bumps into the wall numerous times. That guy is really sleeping well. Oh, and he does. He ends up going through the tree eventually once he finally gets it right. Now, what is Mr. B doing this whole time? Giving him mean looks? Yeah? Oh, giving him bees. You're right. He's giving him bees. He's taking notes on his clipboard, and he's just looking at him. Even when Stu turns and looks to him like, can you help a guy out? He just looks at him. So Stu finally wises up, and he gets out his book to see what it is that he's supposed to do. And he finally gets the man through the window, through a tree, like you said. And he gets him up to the ship. And then he gets a little too sure of himself. And he flips the switch back before the man is all the way in the ship, right? And he starts to fall to the ground. Now what does Mr. B do? He catches him. Absolutely right. He reaches way over to flip the right switch to save that guy, and then he puts the guy back in his bed, and he fixes up his whole house again so that when he wakes up the next morning, he will not even know anything happened. Now, why do you think Mr. B did not help Stu at the beginning? Because he was a teacher? Say that again. He didn't ask for help. Well, you're right. He didn't ask for help, did he? He just kind of looked at him. He wanted him to learn on his own. He had apparently been taught everything that he needed, and he wanted to see if he could do it on his own. Now, sometimes our parents can be like that, right? They will tell you how you should do something, or maybe sometimes they'll tell you that you should not do certain things. I heard a mm-hmm, yep. And it's usually because they care about us and they don't want us to get hurt. And so, but sometimes we do them anyway. And if our parents are around, maybe they can save us before we get hurt. But sometimes our parents aren't around and we do get hurt. Now, life can be like that with God. God is not always going to stop the bad things from happening to us. It doesn't make sense when bad things happen to us. But we kind of talked about that a little bit last week. We talked about the fact that bad things do happen, and when they do, we need to try to remember that God is always there and that He loves us very, very much, even when we have bad days, even when bad things happen to people that we love or even to us. God is always there for us, and he cares for us, and he cares about what happens to us. Now, Stu, that little green guy, he had been taught what to do, and he was taking a test to see if he had learned. I guess Stu was going to alien abduction school, and it was time for his exam. Now, have you all been to school today? I've been to school before. Everyone's been to school, right? No? Not today. But we know that when we go to school, there's almost always a test to see how well we have learned what our teachers have taught us. And we also learn places other than school, right? We've talked about we learn things from our parents. We learn things from our friends. When we get older and we have jobs, we learn things from our bosses and from our coworkers about how to do those jobs. So we learn from all these people, our teachers, our parents, our family, our friends. Now, did you notice that these are all people that we know pretty well? We know them pretty well. These are not strangers to us. And it's important. Now, we can learn from things like we mentioned books. We can get on the internet and watch videos. We can learn from places and people that we don't really know. But I think we usually learn more when it is from people that we know pretty well. Like, we know a teacher that we are going to spend hours with in class while we're taking their class. And we know that that teacher is someone that we can ask questions of if we don't understand something. And with our parents and our family, obviously we know these people very well. We live with them, we eat with them, we sleep in the same house as them. And our friends, these are people that we choose to spend time with, usually because we have something in common with them. And our bosses and our coworkers too. Some of us probably wish we spent a little less time with those people in our lives, but we spend a lot of time with our bosses and our coworkers. And the best environment at work is where you're a team. You have a common goal, and that we're trying to learn and help each other. I think we really just learn better from people that we know. We are able to trust them more than we trust strangers. And that is what our verse today is telling us we need to do with God. So say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. We need to trust God, and we are only going to trust God if we know God, right? So how do we get to know God? How do we get to know God? No ideas? Bible study? Reading the Bible and praying? Memorizing verses? I think that's great that y'all do that. Come in. Oh, that's a good one. Listening to other people's experiences. You can kind of see the God that they know and learn more about him. So these are the ways that we learn about God. And these are also the ways that we learn what God wants to teach us. Because I said, you know, he wants to teach us his ways. So we go to Sunday school and church and we study the Bible and we pay attention to other people who know and love God. And we see how they act. Now, I had Matt talk to us this morning about small groups. And Sunday school is just one type of small group that we have here at Alabaster First. There are lots of different small groups. And I mentioned that they'll be starting, really, really starting with Force on August 15th. There are groups for kids. There are groups for adults, and there is something for everyone. I'm convinced there is something for everyone. And if you look at our list of small groups and you still don't find a place where you think you will grow and learn and get to know God, I want you to let us know. I want you to let us know if there is not a small group that meets at a time or a place that works for you, if there is not a small group that meets a certain need, and we will see what we can do to find other people that need that same situation. So let us know. There are lots of different groups. There are lots of different types of groups. And it's because God is a big God. God is a big God, and there are lots of different ways to learn about Him and lots of different ways to learn. We can't just study our Bibles. We have to actually put what we've learned in action through mission. There's just lots of different ways to learn about Him and to grow. And when we know Him and when we learn His ways, that is when we can truly do what today's verse says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And if we don't, we're left with the other part of that verse, leaning on our own understanding. Now, the scripture today goes on from the verse that Noah and Landon shared with us to say a few more things that I want us to hear this morning. And some of this is a little tricky. It's just kind of the way God's word is. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. So this all sounds good, right? Trust the Lord, submit to Him, in other words, obey what He has to say, and live the way that He wants us to live, like follow Jesus, how Jesus taught us to live. Do this, and we'll be on a good road. We will be healthy and strong. It also says to give to God first, before doing anything else. Do this, and we will be prosperous, and we will have plenty. But I've already talked about this week, and we talked about it last week. We know that that is not always the way, right? We know that. Sometimes things go well, and sometimes things do not. It doesn't matter how trusting and obedient and giving we are, sometimes things don't go this way. So the scripture goes on to say, do not despise the Lord's discipline, and do not resent His rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those He loves as a father, a son He delights in. So, see, what this seems to be saying is, when things aren't going well, maybe we haven't been as good of a student as we thought we were. And God is trying to teach us something, and He is correcting us and disciplining us. But I think that's tricky too. Honestly, I think that's tricky too. I think it is hard to know what it is in our life that is truly coming from God. And I don't believe our God is a God who punishes. I don't. And so I think that with this big and mysterious God of ours, I think we're better off focusing on that which we can focus on and what the scripture tells us over and over and over again. Not just in today's main verse, but throughout the Bible. Trust in the Lord, period. Trust in the Lord that you know from all of the things that the Bible teaches us, that God is a God that loves us tremendously. Trust in the Lord through the good and the bad. When you know that He has just reached out and flipped a switch and saved you. And when you feel like maybe He didn't. Trust in the Lord. The verse says, trust in the Lord, and He will make our paths straight. Now, sometimes that means straight through some bad times. I know some of you have some powerful stories about God leading you straight through. Straight through. But some of you also have some other stories. And that path is not around the bad times, but it's through the bad times. straight through to Him. Straight through to Him. At the end of the video, after all of the mistakes and all of the goof-ups that Stu made, do you remember what happened as they go to leave? What's that? He got to drive that ship. He lets Stu drive that ship. And he messes up again big time, like right away. But he lets him drive. And I just think that's a perfect picture of our life. God is right there next to us. Through our ups and our downs, He is right next to us, and He wants us to get to know Him so that we will trust Him. Because you know what? He trusts us. He trusts us to drive, even when we show that we haven't learned what is best for us, when we haven't studied like we should have, when we really don't know what we're doing. He trusts us to drive. He doesn't insist on being in control of our lives. He trusts us because He made us in His image. And He put inside of us a little piece of Himself. He trusts us, and He knows us, and He wants us to know Him as well as He knows us, so that we will trust. Now, if we can trust our human parents and teachers, our sisters and brothers, our family, our friends, our coworkers, can't we trust the Lord who made us? Who sent His Son so that we would know Him better? Who gives us His Spirit so we will never be without Him? Look, I know this is silly. I know this is silly, but when I see that funny little video that we watched this morning, when we see Mr. B stretched out across that confusing panel full of switches, hands on just the right button to keep that man from crashing to the earth, it makes me remember that it's not just Stu that I relate to, but it's that man. It makes me remember that I am that man. And that God has reached across time and the entire universe to save me through Jesus Christ. I sense that God did that for me. I know that God did that for us. Do you sense it? Do you know it? Will you trust Him? No matter what. Get to know God. Do it through prayer and study on your own, just you and Him, one-on-one. And get to know Him and His ways in church and in small groups of all shapes and sizes with others who are seeking to know Him better. And then trust Him. Know that He is right there beside you. Know that He is right here with us. Know that He has reached across time and the universe for us. And then do whatever you can to help everyone you meet know this for themselves. Tell your stories. Share your hope. And pass the peace and the love and the joy on, because you are a teacher just as much as you are a student. Let's pray. Merciful Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You are right there beside us. You don't insist on having the wheel. You let us have our free will, and You just ask us to trust that You are there, to study Your word and to know who You are, to know that we are abundantly loved, that You care for us tremendously, that You have it all in Your hand. On our good days or our bad, help us to see You, to know You, to trust in You. In Your Son's name we pray. Amen.